Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is time to ready, steady, learn. It is Tuesday morning and we have a guest for you this morning, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at the University of Auckland, Maria Amadine. Sorry.
Good morning.
How are you? You're going to tell us all about the Project for Media in the Public Interest. You have a lot of accolades that have been hurled at you, and you've got some interesting things that you've done under your belt there. What is the Project for Media in the Public Interest?
Hi, Mikey. Thanks so much for having me on the air with you. The Project for Public Interest Media, we call it as well. We kind of mix up the acronyms sometimes. We're trying to do a lot of different things at once, but mainly what we're trying to do is complement what news is already doing by giving deeper context. It's based on scholarly research.
Just a second. News giving deeper context?
Yeah, so you know how news tends to be ephemeral? News tends to give us the events of the day. News tends to give us the conflicts of the day. But they don't always tell us how and why we got there and what's going on underneath it and what are the trends and what's causing all of this.
Why don't they do that?
Well, they have short and small amounts of real estate, little columns, small attention spans by people. And so they move people just to what is news, which is generally defined as, you know, what's just happened rather than the deeper context and what's really kind of thrilling and exciting and unusual. So we add to that. We try to give people a little bit more. We're trying to focus on scholarly research because in combating fake news, we know that scholarly research, while not perfect, is peer-reviewed blindly. And so it's far more reliable than any other kind of source.
So the Project for Media in the Public Interest is, what sort of people are involved in it? There's yourself, obviously.
Yeah, so it was an idea that developed for me when I was doing my PhD. I was looking at the different models of media and trying to figure out, well, you know, how can we give the public, you know, a little more depth and such. And when I was doing my PhD, I noticed that my thinking was changing because I was getting exposed to scholarly research. And, I mean, it completely flipped around how I understood the world.
Did you sort of think, uh-oh, it's broken?
No, I knew it was broken. That's why I went to go do the PhD. I wanted to fix it. So I thought, well, you know, the economic model's got some problems because they have to make money, and so they have to kind of mass market and, you know, keep the stuff kind of, you know, simple and basic and flash, but other models might work. And so I wanted to experiment with a model at the University of Auckland of an institution-based media, which would not focus on news, but focus on depth context and research. And the vice chancellor said, all right, let's give it a shot. Let's get it started. And it took us a little while to get it off the ground. We've got a website launched called thebigq.org. And thebigq.org right now has a hell of a lot of my own radio program podcasts into it called the Scholar Circle. But we are trying to get more scholars to get involved now.
And students.
We want students involved.
So the Scholar Circle, I mean, is it something that anyone can contribute to, or do you have to sort of be a sort of certified scholar?
Well, the Big Q, anybody can contribute to it if it's based on, you know, peer-reviewed, fact-checked, really reliable, verifiable material.
It must be hard, though, when a lot of the thing is with news is that that's what's happening then. And I guess there's a certain amount of time and back and forth that needs to happen to get something verified as being genuine and to get the full story. Does that make it difficult?
It does make it difficult. That's why we base it on stuff that's been published in this academic journals or academic publishers. so that it's already gone through the rigorous process of being fact-checked and peer-reviewed.
And do the general public, do they want to know the real deal about news, do you think? Or that's what I find really interesting is about whether it's just easier to just be told as opposed to learn, you know?
Yeah, I do think there are different types of people. I don't think we have a mass general public. There are different publics, as we say, you know. And I think right now, in an age where there's so much in question and there's so much chaos in the world, people are starting to want to know more. We've got, you know, the issues going on with our environment, for example. We have issues going on with our health. We have issues going on with our politics, with human rights, with war. These are life and death matters. And the more we understand what is behind it all, and as we understand what's behind it all and what the causes of these problems are, then we can start to address the solutions, even on our own, in our communities and such. And I think people enjoy being part of the solution.
It's weird that we live in such a time where there's never been more information accessible to the average person, yet so few people seem to want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, think about what people have to deal with on a daily basis. It's a lot of stuff. And one of the big problems is, of course, our economic structure, right? So we need to start to dissect, why is it I have so little time to do these things that a basic democracy calls for, which is being informed and being part of the process. That is what democracy is, government by the people, right? But people are, you know, they're stretched. They're stretched financially. They're stretched in time. So we have to stop and go, okay, well, why is that?
These are all
big questions, and that's why we call the big Q. It's based on the phrase, the big question.
And there's a lot of groups which wherever they come from for whatever reasons that take advantage of that fact too, that people have got less time the illusion that they present is totally based on the fact that most people will just accept it and move on.
Because they don't think they can make a difference.
Let's say BP spilling all that oil into the Gulf of Mexico and then just, you know, not really doing stuff all about it sort of thing, and then just changing their logo to a flower about a year later. You know,
right.
just knowing them, hey, we're a family gas station. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That sort of thing. You know, there's some smart minds at work that are taking advantage of the fact that people don't dig too deep.
Absolutely. And so hopefully at least this will be a source for people to be able to go into and to start their digging. Doesn't mean that it will answer all of their questions, but it'll start to lead them down the path of wanting to know more, wanting to understand. And the more people that understand, the better our decision-making will be, and the more we can have a positive impact on the rest of the planet.
So what a nice thing to have, though, a good, verified, honest and intelligent place to go and find some news and to find out about the news that's happening around the world. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Maria.
And yeah, great pleasure. Thank you.
The Project for Media in the Public Interest is what you're involved in, but the website is thebigq.org.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming on the show.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.